quite honestly, I disagree with the mayor. I don't think it's a secret that we've disagreed on a whole number of issues. I disagree with his priorities. I disagree with the way he has spent taxpayer dollars. And I disagree with the way city government has been run. I feel like the mayor has favored his friends. I think he's focused on the wrong things. I think he has cut very bad deals with developers and special interests. And at the end of the day, the net result of all that is it impacts our neighborhoods. It impacts the level of services we all receive from the city. And I think we need to focus on our neighborhoods instead. I think we need to focus on making our city safer. And I think we need to focus on being more financially responsible. And if I could, you mentioned the Performing Arts Center, and that's something that when the 3-for-1 venues deal came up 5 years ago, at the time I said I didn't think we could afford three, especially three at one time.
Let me point out that you were the lone dissenter in last year's vote that made way for that Performing Arts Center. Of course, these plans were years in the making, but you voted against it.
Yeah, I did. Although when the plan first came up to do three of them, I thought we should have focused on the Performing Arts Center first. I thought there was the clearest need there. I thought there was the most community support. And I feel like the Performing Arts Center and, to a lesser extent, the Citrus Bowl were sort of the wrapping paper on the package, and the package was the new basketball arena. And even now, the entire Performing Arts Center is not going to be built. It's not.
They're putting it through in phases, and the plans have been scaled down slightly.
Well, that's right. The original plan was two large halls and one small hall, and phase one is one of the large halls and the small hall. And I felt like at the time in 2007 that we ought to set priorities and be more realistic. And I think as a result, the Performing Arts Center and the Citrus Bowl have both been put in the back of the line.
Most of the cities that I've traveled to, that I love, that I enjoy, and that are world-class cities, embrace the green space. And here in Orlando, we have so much to benefit from it, both our weather, our climate, the people, the population. And this is also something that everyone can enjoy. But more importantly, on Creative Village, I would scrap this project because I don't believe we need more luxury housing, more commercial development at a time where 1 in 5 of our homes are facing foreclosure. 20% vacancy rate in commercial space downtown. It's time to shift our priorities away from big business, away from the Chamber of Commerce, and invest directly in the people.
How does creating a large green space do that when you've already got a big amenity, for example, Lake Eola downtown?
Lake Eola is a great centerpiece of our city. It long has been. But my other point there is that it's not really a park. You can't do much there except walk around the path. And again, I also feel that Creative Village isn't the best investment for our dollars right now. When you're talking about the largest space available left to the city, I don't think it's a wise investment to sell this for pennies on the dollar to large developers.
You take a look at big investments. That's a theme in your campaign. And of course, Buddy Dyer, very ambitious, sometimes been criticized for being too ambitious, pushing expansion on projects like SunRail, or the new medical city out at Lake Nona. And Buddy Dyer is framed himself as trying to develop Orlando into a more cosmopolitan city during his nearly 10 years in office. So how does that vision differ from Mayor Dyer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a progressive, but I'm a pragmatic progressive. And the same way that you and I can't spend unlimited amounts of money out of our wallets, we can't charge up our credit cards. Unfortunately, the city can't do that either. And we're talking over $1 billion of investments in recent years with the Amway Arena, the Performing Arts Center, which is already going over budget. Creative Village, the untold cost already, we're talking $2-3 million that we were told would not happen just to demolish the building. We're simply not living in our means. And I think that's why you're seeing so many empty retail spaces, empty housing spaces. Yes, the mayor has said we doubled our skyline, but what have we doubled it with? More empty buildings. I don't think that benefits anyone. And it also hampers future progress for the city of Orlando when these investments don't make sense and we keep going over budget.